There is a woman running in the tight race for the Senate in Iowa, one of the contests that will decide who controls the Senate next year. Now, in the 21st century, a female candidate for Senate may not sound historic.
But in Iowa, it is. The state shares a rare distinction with Mississippi. It has never elected a woman to the Senate, to the House, or to be governor. As Robert found, Republican Joni Ernst is trying to change that in her race against Democrat Bruce Braley, a race in which the role of women voters is central.
The gender gap has been around for decades. Republicans typically do well with men, Democrats with women. And among women voters, those who are not married are still more likely to vote for Democrats. Not married yet, never married, and not married anymore. Young singles, divorcees, widows are all prime Democratic constituencies. Democrats say they appeal to women on both economic and social grounds. Women, they say, would benefit more from a higher minimum wage and other pocketbook issues. And they say women are concerned about reproductive rights. Democrats accuse Republicans of waging a war on women. Professor Rachel Payne Caulfield, a political scientist at Drake University in Des Moines, says Republicans have been responding to that charge and gaining ground.
They've identified this problem, and they know that they need to appeal to women. Part of that is by fielding more women candidates. Part of that is by reframing some of their messages to women voters.
In Iowa, polls show Congressman Bruce Braley, the Democrat, running as much as 14 points ahead of Republican State Senator Joni Ernst among women. But he's trailing Ernst by even more than that margin among men. So the Democrats need women to turn out and vote. The week before last, Braley got a visit from a very high-profile Democratic woman, Michelle Obama. And for a candidate who's said to have a tough time introducing himself to Iowa voters, it didn't help that the First Lady several times got his name wrong.
And you can request a ballot by mail right here at this event, or you can go to vote.brucebraley.com. That's vote.brucebraley.com. Or even better, you can... Braley, what did I say? I'm losing it. I'm getting old.
Joni Ernst, who's an officer in the Iowa Army National Guard, presents herself as Mother, Soldier, Leader. She has made a strong introduction with the voters, largely through her commercials.
My parents taught us to live within our means. It's time to force Washington to do the same.
In this one, she invoked the common experience she shared with other Iowa farm kids, castrating hogs. She'll come to Washington and cut pork.
Let's make them squeal.
Then came a commercial showing State Senator Ernst riding a motorcycle to a shooting range and firing a pistol she carries in her purse.
Joni Ernst will take aim at wasteful spending. And once she sets her sights on Obamacare, Joni's gonna unload.
I asked Drake University political scientist Rachel Payne Caulfield about those images of Ernst.
These are all saying, I'm from a man's world.
I'm from a man's world.
There's no guy in the Senate tougher than I would be.
Right, exactly. And this is something, particularly in a time in American politics where foreign policy has emerged, women candidates tend to have a harder time appealing to voters on foreign policy issues. I don't think Joni Ernst has had any problem on that. I don't think there's any question that she has presented herself to voters as someone who is tough and capable and willing to fight every bit as hard as any male would be.
How is it playing with women? Well, last week, we invited six Iowa women from across the political spectrum to watch the third and final Braley Ernst televised debate with us.
Welcome to beautiful Sioux City, Iowa. We are live this evening at Epley Auditorium on the campus of Morningside College.
In that debate, there was much talk about the personhood amendment to the Iowa Constitution that Ernst sponsored as a state senator. Would declaring a fertilized egg to be a person ban all abortions, some contraceptives, and in vitro fertilization? Well, Braley cited the concerns of OBGYNs that it would do all those things. Ernst said she's pro-life, she could support abortion to save the life of a mother, she said she supports access to contraception, and she has no objection to in vitro, which entails disposing of excess fertilized eggs. Ernst spoke of going to Washington to fix a dysfunctional government. Braley said all her solutions are scrapping things: the Department of Education, federal student loans, the EPA, the federal minimum wage. When each candidate was asked to say something admirable about the other, Braley said this about Ernst, who was deployed in the Iraq War.
Well, I admire the fact that Senator Ernst has served our nation and our state and the Iowa National Guard. I think it's a terrific attribute. My father was a World War II combat veteran, and I have great respect for Senator Ernst for serving our country.
And the same to you.
And I think Congressman Braley is a great father.
Oh, God.
That was the reaction from our group. It turned out that our six viewers all thought Congressman Braley did better, and most found that line about Congressman Braley being a good father to be condescending. Loretta Seaman, a former Des Moines councilwoman and registered Republican, sounded disappointed that she couldn't be enthusiastic about the female candidate. Ernst struck her as too negative.
At the end, he just talked about what he was going to do. She talked about what he didn't do. And that drives me crazy. As a woman, we know that we have never had a woman from Iowa, so we're supposed to be involved with that. As a past councilperson, I want the right person, and I don't care if they wear a skirt or pants.
Brittany Gura is a sophomore at Iowa State, a young Republican who hopes to be a veterinarian. And I asked her and her fellow conservative businesswoman Karen Novak about the importance of electing a woman to the Senate. Brittany Gura.
It's important to have a woman, I think, in the Senate and from Iowa. I think a lot of women in Iowa have a lot to bring to the table, but it's not important to me right now if she's not the right woman for
it doesn't the tip the balance
no,
for you.
No, it doesn't.
In terms of your vote. Does it do it for you, Karen?
No, I'm a recruiter. That's my job, my profession. I'm looking at who's the most qualified individual. Again, I don't care if they wear pants or a skirt. It makes no difference. I would absolutely love for us to get a woman in office, but only if she's the right one and she's the right qualifications.
Those two Iowa women had described themselves as leaning to Joni Ernst before the debate. Afterwards, they were leaning a little less in that direction. And the same was true for Angela Ten Clay, who works at an ad agency.
Braley was very articulate and answered things really well and gave more meat and depth to his conversation and whether I agreed with it or not. When someone is concise and clear and strong in what they believe, that's really what I look for, is that they stand up for something and they back it and they don't change their opinion.
I asked our group of Iowa women what they made of the references in the debate to motherhood. Joni Ernst describes herself as a mother first. We had two decided Braley voters in the group, Pat Schneider and Nicole Peckham. First, Pat Schneider, did Ernst's description of herself impress her?
It didn't. I think that when she talks about she's a mother, she's a soldier, and it's like, okay, but that could be anybody. I mean, that to me doesn't qualify you to run for Congress. Although I do think that if we had more women in Congress, I think we could probably get a lot more done, because I think women are used to compromising and we're used to working together. I mean, we have to do it every day with our kids, with our workforce. So in that respect, I think it'd be great, but I don't think Joni Ernst is the right woman.
Nicole Peckham is not a mother, and as she said, women voters are a more mixed lot than just moms.
I agree with some of the other women tonight. To me, it's really about the quality of the candidate and not necessarily about gender. Do I want to still be tied with Mississippi for not having a woman go to D.C.? Absolutely no. And I think that this will be the year that either in our congressional race or the Senate race, I think we'll do it. But being a mother is wonderful, but there are a lot of people out in our society who have opted to have that not be a part of their plan. And so I think when you're talking about the big scope of America, you have to also look about people who are not like you. And I think that's a big part of it. Someday I want to be a mom, and I hope that comes true. But it doesn't really generate some emotional connection with me or a lot of my friends who are moms.
Here's something that all six women agreed on, and both Senate candidates in the debate said they agreed on, and both state party chairmen whom I interviewed last week in Des Moines say they agree on. Everyone hates the nonstop bumper-to-bumper airing of campaign commercials, typically bashing one candidate or the other. Commercials from campaigns, national party committees, outside groups. The revulsion is as universal as it is apparently ineffectual. As in many states, early voting is well underway in Iowa, so every day is election day. And as soon as last week's televised debate ended, the commercials resumed.